Hey everybody, welcome to this Friday's edition of LifePoint's DriveCast. My name is Christy Lowe, and I'm the Missions Director at our Lewis Center campus. And I don't know how you're coming into this space today, but I will be honest with you, and I am coming into this space tired and a bit weary. There is just so much, right? Over the last couple of years, this pandemic continues on. Certainly, it has brought up within many of us things that maybe we were able to hide in the busyness of our routine. And so many people were dealing with things that maybe have long just laid dormant. For others of us, life is just picking up. We almost feel like we're back to where we were before the pandemic started, and life is busy and we are feeling exhausted. And I'm sure most of us listening, we're somewhere in that spectrum. And so today, as I come into this DriveCast, I think what I'd like more than anything is to invite us together into a space where we can just settle our hearts and settle our minds and settle our bodies before the Lord. And it's in seasons like this where maybe I feel a sense of overwhelm or exhaustion that the Lord takes me back to what is a familiar psalm to some of us, but that is Psalm 23. It doesn't matter how many times I read this or how many times I sit in it. I feel every time that God has something new and beautiful and just so reminding to me of who He is and who I am as His beloved. And so today, I'd like to guide us through praying through this psalm together. Now, quickly, a disclaimer, if you really are driving while you listen to this DriveCast, please, please stay focused on driving. It's fine if you listen through this, but I'm going to ask maybe once you are safely parked, that maybe you can then replay the podcast and you can participate in the prayer where you can actually focus your attention in prayer safely. All right, deal? Good. Okay, so I will be leading us through Psalm 23. I will be reading through the NIV version, translation of the scripture. And again, I'll be pausing at times and just offering us space to enter into prayer with the Lord in the midst of His word, okay? So let's pray together. Lord, Your word says that You are our shepherd. And I know that in the biblical times, they would have understood this, that shepherds were ultimately responsible for their sheep. They kept a lookout for predators. They offered a source of protection for the sheep. They cared for wounded sheep and sick sheep. They nursed them back to health. They rescued them if they became lost or trapped. They spent time with their sheep. The sheep knew their voice. And so, Lord, I call out on behalf of so many. Lord, some of us, we feel that we are under attack from predators. Lord, we're crying out for Your protection. Lord, some of us, we feel sick and we feel wounded. Lord, we need You to tend to our wounds and to care for us, nursing us back to health. Lord, some of us feel lost. Some of us feel trapped. Lord, would You come rescue? Lord, we need to hear Your voice. We need to know Your voice amongst all the other voices. Lord, some of us need rest. I'm going to invite you now, offer your own prayer in the midst of this verse. Your word continues to say that You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside quiet waters where You restore or You refresh our soul. Lord, so many of us, we need rest. Some of us, we don't know how to lie down. Lord, we've forgotten what the still waters can do to refresh us, to restore us. And so, Lord, in this space, would you even speak tenderly to our hearts? But about your desire for our rest, about your desire for our nourishment. Lord, your word continues to say you guide us along the right paths for your namesake. Lord, so many of us in that sense of lostness, we're looking for the lamp that will light our path. So Lord, I pray, would you show us where it is to take the next step, not only for our sake, but for yours, for your glory, for your purpose, for your kingdom. And Lord, even though we walk through the darkest valley, we will fear no evil, for we know that you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Lord, you encourage us on. You move us through the valley. Lord, but we need to feel your presence in these places. When the darkness feels overwhelming, when it feels that all that surrounds us is evil and threat, Lord, would you allow us to feel your rod? Would you allow us to feel your staff, your prodding of us forward, directing us in the way that we should go? For it is there that you say you prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Lord, so many of us, we find ourselves sitting at the wrong table. The table that offers goods that claim to be our nourishment. And Lord, maybe they taste excellent, but they leave us empty. And so, Lord, I pray that if that is us, that you would reveal to us your invitation for us to come back home, to sit at the table that you've prepared for us, where your abundance is found. Because it's there you anoint our heads with oil and our cup overflows. Our cup will never run dry. Lord, you are the living water and you are the bread of life. And Lord, I'm thankful for the promise at the end of your psalm. Surely your goodness and love, they will follow us all the days of our lives. Lord, and we will dwell in the house the Lord forever. Lord, would you help us to keep the hope of eternity in our hearts and in our minds? Lord, may we cling to that hope. Grow us in endurance. Grow us in steadfastness. Lord, remind us often of what you already have done and the fact that you have not changed and you will continue to fulfill what it is that you said you would fulfill. Why don't we just allow another moment for you, the listener? What is it within your heart that so deeply needs to be spoken to the Lord? Can you come to the table? Holy Spirit, I pray that you would move through this space, wherever this listener is, whatever day this is being listened to. Lord, would you meet us? Lord, would you heal us? Would you guide us? Would you encourage us? Would you transform us? May we hear your voice and may we respond to it. In the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I just want to say thanks for taking the time to pray with me today. I hope you all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.